Good evening. It's the Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2014. And it's a very important day because today was the day that a particular man was born. And I'm going to read you some of the things that this man left behind, quotations that are attributed to him. There are a lot of them, so I'll read them for a couple of minutes and see what you think. Death may be the greatest of all human blessings. To find yourself, think for yourself. True knowledge exists in knowing that you know nothing. He is richest who is content with the least. When the debate is over, slander becomes the tool of the loser. I decided that it was not wisdom that enabled poets to write their poetry, but a kind of instinct or inspiration, such as you find in seers and prophets who deliver all their sublime messages without knowing in the least what they mean. Here's one you all know. Well, here's one a lot of you know, I expect. The unexamined life is not worth living. Do not do to others what angers you if done to you by others. As for me, all I know is that I know nothing. I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance. There is only one good knowledge and one evil ignorance. Having the fewest wants, I am nearest to the gods. Get not your friends by bare compliments, but by giving them sensible tokens of your love. The hour of departure has arrived, and we go our ways, I to die and you to live. Which is the better, only God knows. Living well and beautifully and justly are all one thing. The shortest and surest way to live with honour in the world is to be in reality what we would appear to be. And if we observe, we shall find that all human virtues increase and strengthen themselves by the practice of them. Bad men live that they may eat and drink, whereas good men eat and drink that they may live. The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance. A man who knows he knows nothing is smarter than a man who thinks he knows something but really knows nothing. But already it is time to depart. Oh no, I've read that one already. I was afraid that by observing objects with my eyes and trying to comprehend them with each of my other senses, I might blind my soul altogether. Envy is the ulcer of the soul. Oh, I do love that one. Envy is the ulcer of the soul. He who is not contented with what he has would not be contented with what he would like to have. The greatest way to live with honour in this world is to be what we pretend to be. Oh, I love that. The greatest way to live with honour in this world is to be what we pretend to be. Here's another good one. Regard your good name as the greatest jewel you can possibly be possessed of, for credit is like fire. When once you have kindled it, you may easily preserve it, but if you once extinguish it, you will find it an arduous task to rekindle it again. The way to gain a good reputation is to endeavour to be what you desire to appear. If a rich man is proud of his wealth, he should not be praised until it is known how he employs it. Not life, but good life is to be chiefly valued. Children today are tyrants. They contradict their parents, gobble their food, and tyrannize their teachers. Oh, if only that was true. Children today are tyrants. They contradict their parents, gobble their food, and tyrannize their teachers. Oh, I love that. The end of life is to be like God, and the soul following God will be like him. I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Here's the last one I'm going to read you. Remember, what is unbecoming to do is also unbecoming to speak of. Remember, what is unbecoming to do is also unbecoming to speak of. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only person born in Athens 469 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. I give you Socrates.